Seward ship's dry dock was only supposed to spend a few months fixing up the Tustamina ferry. Instead, it took them a year to finish extensive repairs on the 50-year-old vessel. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, the shipyard is now seeking millions of dollars in extra payment from the state of Alaska.
A few days before the Tustamina ferry finally returned to service in western Alaska, the shipyard that fixed it up filed a $4 million claim against the Alaska Marine Highway System. The state's original contract with Seward Ships Dry Dock was for $6.2 million. Doug Corrette is the construction attorney who helped put the claim together.
The state added a significant amount of work to the contract that wasn't contemplated when Seward Ships took on the job.
The shipyard didn't set up the scope of work on the construction project. Instead, the state hired an outside firm to design it. According to the claim, the designer got help from three other consultants. Corrette says the plans they produced were garbled.
The drawings and technical specification information that Seward Ships received from the state and the state's designers to perform the work was both lacking in detail, lacking in accuracy.
The shipyard alleges that bad blueprints resulted in lots of changes to the project. According to the claim, the shipyard got 119 change orders from the state of Alaska. They included big projects like installing new propulsion controls, upgrading computer systems, and replacing a large amount of steelwork on the ship's hull. When it came time to check that work, Corrette, the lawyer, says inspectors used different standards for assessing quality than what the shipyard had agreed to. For welding, all the Coast Guard needed to do was perform a visual inspection.
For reasons that are still a little bit unclear, the Coast Guard decided that it wanted to kind of reinspect and actually x-ray some of the welds.
Based on their findings, Corrette says the Coast Guard ordered the shipyard to tear out welds on the steelwork and replace them.
And that cost them somewhere in the ballpark of $800,000.
Corrette says it also took a lot of time. The shipyard did get two contract extensions, giving them 90 extra days to finish up their work. And in the end, they blew through their extended deadlines, too. According to their original contract, the state could withhold $20,000 from the shipyard for every day they were late, up to $600,000. Corrette says the state is planning to withhold that full amount, and as part of their claim, the shipyard's asking for it back. Dana Burke is a litigator in the Attorney General's office. He's handling the Tustamina case for the Alaska Marine Highway System, and he says he's busy gathering documents and sharing files with the shipyard's attorneys right now. Once they're done with that, Burke says the state has 90 days to make a formal response to the claim. And even though they dispute Seward Ship's account, Burke says,
that doesn't mean it's an irreconcilable claim, and it doesn't mean that we don't look forward to trying to work through the claim with the opposition. And I look forward to doing that and to defending the case as necessary.
Speaking on behalf of the shipyard, Corrette says he's looking forward to resolving the claim too. The issue doesn't have to go to court, he says, and the shipyard is hoping to resolve the dispute before it gets that far. In on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.